Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Ernest, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination. That's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
So this is not natural. Year one, 4,000. Year two, 14,000.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Something happened.
Steve Harvey, definitely. We can't take
crazy. Remember the guy we referenced before?
We can't take full credit for this because it's all about partnerships. Yeah. And when we met Steve Harvey, he said he wanted to do business with us, so proposed like, well, this is an opportunity that you know, maybe you can become a partner with us. And he became a partner. So he did a few very pivotal things. A, he came, right?
For sure.
So he's one of the biggest stars in the world, so putting his name on the bill was extremely helpful. He also got us Tyler Perry.
Epic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now
you don't come outside.
That changes the word, right?
So that changes things. And we went on his show, and I never forget, like, the impact of that. And I never really listened to his morning show, so I didn't really know. I didn't know how impactful his reach was, but it's the number one syndicated morning show in America. And it's over, I think they have like between 6 to 10 million weekly listeners.
Mm.
So he put us on his show. He came on Market Mondays also, which was beneficial, but we went on his show. And after we went on his show, it just never, it took off and it never came down.
Yeah. No, serious. Like it's that level of impact. Mm. Because you got to remember, there's an audience that he's talking to, right? Like, we might not be listening, but my mom's listening to that every day.
For sure.
And he has a certain region of the country that if he does something, they're supporting it. And so the fact that he was not only our partner, but he was speaking at the event, it just added to it. Plus, it just, from another standpoint, it was like, who else does he have reach to?
Yeah.
And so, like, that's how you get a Dan Caffey. And that's how Dave Shands has an epic conversation with Dan Caffey. You see what I'm saying? So, it, like, all these people, like, his network is a lot larger than ours.
Yeah.
But now that he's our partner, we have access to his network.
Okay,
you know
let's
mean?
Back up a little bit.
Yeah,
because I don't know if it was, okay, we have 4,000 people at one, and now Steve is like, hey, I want to be your partner. Like, how did that come about?
Well, when we met him, we did an interview with him, right? Which mm-hmm. that became a classic conversation.
How did you get that?
We were real close with the talent agent at Black Effect, mm-hmm. Nicole Spence, shout out to her. And she's Jamaican. So we just had this thing. Like, I'd call her once a week. We just talk, just regular things. Every now and then she was like, yo, I have this person that's interested. They're on the press run. They want to do it. And she called me one day in the summer. And she was like, hey, I got this golf tournament I want you to go to, but I can't tell anybody at Black Effect yet. I'm like, who is it? She was like, Steve Harvey. I want you to go there. And I want you to do an interview with him. But you can't let anybody know yet. I'm like, whatever. Nicole, like, whatever. She's like, no, serious. I'm serious about this. We're getting closer to it. It's in Abu Dhabi. Right? And I'm like,
yo.
All right, whatever. We didn't go to that golf tournament. She calls me later. She's like, listen.
Why not?
Well, it didn't pan out. The schedules didn't pan out because his schedule was kind of crazy. Like, he spends like 2 months out the year out there. And we just, it didn't work. But she was like, look, next year you're definitely going, but I'm going to put you in contact with somebody from his team. His name is Tabidi Stevens.
Mm.
I'm like, all right, cool.
That was a dope interview.
Spoke to Tabidi. He was like, listen, we love y'all. It's the first time I'm ever speaking to him. He's like, We love y'all. I'm from Atlanta. Everybody in Atlanta rocks with y'all. We know what y'all doing. SH is definitely doing the interview. My bad. I was supposed to set it up for y'all to come to Abu Dhabi. It just didn't work. Y'all coming next year for sure. But before that, we got to do this interview. I'm like, all right, bad. This is like November. He's like, all right. I'm like, yo, Shy, they said we're going to interview Steve Harvey. He's like, yeah, all right. I'll see when it happens. I'm like,
you didn't believe?
I thought that was not even, when
it happens, it happens.
I always like to curb my enthusiasm. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So I'm like, this is November. I'm like, whatever. Top of the year, I revisit it. They're like, yo, you know, first quarter we getting this done. January is his birthday month. He travels the whole month of January. We can't do it. Hit me at the top of February. I'm like, I bet. Hit me at the top of February. Yo, we good? He's like, yeah. February 17th work? I still remember the date. I'm like, that works. Let's do it. He was like, all right, I'll send you all the information you need to know. Y'all need cameras and everything? I'm like, no, we good. He's like, 17th, make sure y'all come. Mm-hmm. Came 17th.
He snapped on that interview too. And y'all asked all the right questions. Y'all dropped 40. It was nonstop, bro. It was nonstop. Like the setups and like the...
I mean, you know, you interview people, so you know, it takes two to dance. You got to have a dancing partner.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people, you could be the greatest interviewer in the world, but if the person that you're interviewing isn't into it, mm-hmm. it's not going to translate well. So it was like, I think we did a great job of asking questions, but he did a tremendous, he was fully engaged.
Yeah.
He wanted to do it. He was, just everything about it, from telling jokes to being vulnerable to giving his life. Like it's humbling that you say that we did a great job, but it's extremely... We have to give him credit because it was like, you know, it was masterful how he was answering the questions, how he was, you know, going in and out of the topics, how he was ready. He had the bullet points. Even like the first question was like, your five pillars of success. And that took like 15 minutes because like he was literally went off every five pillar. Like it was so many viral moments in that episode. But he was in the right frame of mind and he was willing to share information that he never shared before. Very vulnerable in a lot of different spaces. So he did a great job of relaying the information.
I'm going to take these flowers.
Bro. Yeah, take these flowers. Nah, I'm going to tell you.
Sean Kemp is not Sean Kemp.
Yeah, nah. Without Gary Payton.
Like, without putting
the ball. Because
he did some good interviews before.
It takes two to dance.
It's not like that.
You got to have a dancing partner. Yeah, so we did our part, but he did his part as well.
When we left that interview, and I'm sure you probably experienced it, sometimes you leave an interview and you're like, we got one. Like, we looked at each other right after the interview and we were like, our lives are never going to be the same.
Really?
Yeah, as soon as we walked out, we were dragging the equipment. We're like, yo, our life's never gonna be the same.
What were you basing that off of? The information? Or
We had a conversation prior. So before the interview, we spoke for about maybe an hour and a half. And then we did the interview, which is almost like 2 hours. And then after the interview, we spoke for another 2 hours. And based on the conversations we were having in the room, it was like, yo, this is the one, but our lives are never gonna be the same. Because he's like, yo, we're getting this done. I'm now gonna be your partner in this Invest Festival. Let's see how we can scale this thing. We need to have as many people there as possible. I want to have the most impact as possible. So we knew that our lives weren't going to be the same. But then when we saw it, when the episode came out and him telling us, like after, you know, a couple of weeks, a few months after, he was like, this was the most impactful interview that I've ever had in my career in 35 years.
Yeah, he don't tell anybody.
Here's the interesting part, because what you said is right. Like, when he goes to do an interview, and he had his own talk show, but when he goes to do other people's interviews, it's the same thing. They want to know what he's promoting, how his family's doing, can he tell a joke really quick. You never get to hear anything else about the business, right? He's building a business empire in front of our faces. Nobody's asking the questions. Yeah. We see him on our television every night in syndication on Family. Nobody's asking the questions. So we were able to do that. Yeah, definitely. He was willing to dance with us, and he enjoyed having us there, which made it a lot easier. But it was like both sides. Like, we knew it was going to change our lives. And for him, it was like, thank you for this opportunity. But, I mean, we were gracious to have it.
Right, give me your perspective from the, our lives will never be the same.
No. So he didn't commit to InvestFest at that time. He just said that he wanted to work with us. We proposed the InvestFest idea to Beatty a little bit after that. You know, just when you go to his house, it's not a regular house. And so it's an estate. Like, they actually, they take your ID. You got to sign a NDA.
Really?
Like, there's security on the grounds. Like, you know, it's like you're going somewhere. And that's the first.
His home.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Take
your ID. That was the first time that I ever went to a house like that. I personally went to a house where I had to sign an NDA and there was a guard at the gate with a dog and all of that and walkie talkies and all that and tennis courts and all of that type of stuff. So, he really, you know, that was an experience within itself just to actually go there. And like you said, the conversation that we had was almost 5 hours when you add up before the interview and the after. And, you know, obviously, you know, he's a kingmaker. Like, he has a lot of influence. So when he took a liking to us and he was saying, like, he wanted to do stuff with us. Like, he wants to do this, he wants to do that. So I was like, all right, this is going to put us in a different stratosphere, and that's what he did. You know, you look at it from an InvestFest standpoint, but even talking about this year's InvestFest with Robert Smith, like, that comes through him. Like, he's the first person that introduced us to Robert Smith in person. So that was, you know, he made the introduction for Tyler Perry. Like, you know, we was in Dubai and Abu Dhabi for his golf tournament, you know, Formula One race in Abu Dhabi, different things of that nature. So he's been a good dude, but just, you know, you kind of have if you meet Jay-Z and, you know, you just have a handshake, it's like, all right, that's cool. But then if you meet Jay and he tells you, I want to do business with you.
It's different.
You know what I'm saying? Like, your life is going to change.
Yeah.
How did you pick InvestFest as the thing we partner on? I mean, it's a bunch of, y'all could have created something.
Well, it was coming up and we just felt like that would be a perfect situation. You're like, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. So you planned, you had year two InvestFest planned already. Were you promoting and marketing already?
We're putting it together.
You're putting it together. So when y'all are putting it together, you weren't thinking 14,000?
Not initially.
Not initially. I think it might have been 10,000 originally.
You know, one of the things, like, and to be was saying is, because, you know, at Stage had a award show that he used to do at State Farm.
Yo, ask him if I can call him SH when I see him too. Just why y'all got this
Mr.
guy.
Or Mr. Harvey. Preferably.
Mr. Harvey.
And he was like, we were telling him like what we were kind of thinking. He was like, man, y'all should do 20,000. Y'all should do State Farm. I'm like, yeah, we got to grow to that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we got to figure out how we're going to do it. It's like, nah, y'all definitely could do it. We already have connections. We have all the relationships. We used to do our own award show for entrepreneurs, and it was like a comedy thing. They were telling us the blueprint on how they were doing it. They were like, yo, yeah, y'all could get this done. Y'all definitely could get this done. It was like, all right, well, let's figure out how we can get it done. So it wasn't like a number, but it was like kind of idea like, all right, well, they got a firm belief and they have relationships. How do we make this work?
I think something lends to that too. Somebody who just has a bigger view. Like they're just bigger thinkers, right? Like, I mean, I watch you all and like you guys give me the belief that I could do something that I wouldn't even thought of, right? Like, so I always ask like, yo, what's your downloads? Yeah, and I think one time he was like 2 million. I was like, oh my gosh, 2 million a month. I think I can do it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And then like, as you start connecting with people who just have a bigger vision, you're like, oh, no doubt I can do that. So yeah, now I'm starting to understand this whole 2023, 20,000 number. It just makes sense at this point.
See?
It makes sense.
Yeah, but then I, like, even for that, like we've had those conversations, was like, how many downloads? What are the analytics? But then I'm gonna show you how you get to that. That's the biggest difference. Cause I can just tell you, we're doing 10 million. Wow, how's he doing that?
Yeah.
Not like, yo, here's how you do it. How many episodes you have? You got a back catalog? You know what I mean? Like, we just have these conversations like, oh, if, when I look at it like that, that seems very attainable. Yeah. So like when they start breaking down like how you can get it done and who you can get and who's what corporate relationships you can have that can be involved and like, yo, my publicist works with that person and we can get it. It's like, oh yeah, we can reach that number.
And I think, okay, we got Mr. Harvey on. We got Mr. Harvey on, but even still to get that many people, there's still some work to be done. So I want to know like all the work that goes into providing this experience for people.
Well, it's a lot of work. And the key, I think, in any type of, especially when you work with somebody like that, you don't want to abuse it because it's like people are busy. So for us, it's like, it's like riding a bike, right? If you have a kid, like you push somebody on the bike and it's up to you to pedal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he gave us a push, but it's up to us to pedal.
For sure.
We can't, you know, expect him to do all of the legwork. So the legwork part of it is what all of us had to do from Mike, myself, Troy, Matt, Abdullah, Ashley, our event planner, his wife, Danielle, everybody on our team. Burke making the flyers for us, North 13th and Create making the videos for us.
Well, what does it look like for you? You know you're gearing up for something massive, right?
It's like a fight. Like you got to, you know, it's like, you know, get in fight mode. Like a fighter, you know, he trained for 6 weeks before he go into day in camp. So it's like, you know, lock down. So for us, like, you know, doing press, that's a big part of it. You know, flying all over, doing different interviews, like having this conversation, like that's part of it. Doing Zoom calls. The good thing is that we have a lot of great relationships.
I was going to say.
So booking the talent, here's the blueprint of how you do these type of events, right? So A, you have to find a venue, right? You find a venue and then you put the deposit down, you secure the venue, right? You have to work with an event planner that actually can make this come to fruition as well.
Hold that point real quick. What did y'all spend last year? I've been dying to ask you. What did it cost you to put on?
It probably cost like $1 million, probably.
Like 1.3.
These guys are putting $1 million down to make sure you have a great, great experience.
1.3, but who's counting?
Who's counting? Extra 300,000. 1.3 million to provide an experience. This is, and I think it's important that people come to see what excellence looks like. Okay, so find an event planner.
But let me give you some game on that too, because I don't want to discourage people. It did cost.
I'm discouraged.
It did cost over $1 million, but that's why it's important to get your payment processing platform. That's important, whoever you pick, because it was like, you know, the payment processing platform that we used at that time, which we're not using them now, but they paid us daily. So as we get paid, then now we can pay for stuff as well. So you gotta have working capital.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you don't have $1 million in the bank, or if you don't have a loan, then, you know, to be able to receive funds on a daily basis is beneficial, because as the money comes in, now you can write checks and the money's going out at the same time. So that's important to know from a financial aspect if you're thinking about doing these type of events. But from the venue, the event planner, you have to curate the event. You have to get the people. So that, like I said, luckily for us, we even now to this day, we don't go through like talent agencies, and it's not corporate. Like, this is personal people that we know. Even Diddy, I can tell that story if you're interested, but that's a personal relationship that we developed, and I hit him personally. I didn't go through, you know, UTA, and shout out to them, but we didn't go through those channels. Like, every single person, like, we got personal relationships. Yeah. And the people change every year as well. So people that was on last year is not on this year. People that's on the first year, like, so it's different people. So we constantly meet new people, and we constantly develop new relationships. So first it's like, okay.
Can I say something really quick? Because that's important. You know the best way to build a relationship?
What's that?
Interview them. Right? Mm. Because now you've given them a platform, their audience has seen it, and it's exposed them to a newer audience.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times, if you look at the people that's on the list, they've had some form of contact with the network. Either it was on our show, or they came on Market Mondays, or Ransom Jams, or they on High Level. At some point, they had a relationship with the network where they were being interviewed. And so now you have a relationship.
Gotcha.
And so now the ask is a lot easier, right? Because, yeah, we had this platform, and we shared you with the world, right? Your greatness. But like, hey, are you interested in talking to the audience again?
Yeah.
Makes it an easier ask.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So you put together the blueprint of what you want. All right, we want a real estate panel. We want a stock panel. We want a keynote speaker. We want a panel on, you know, content creation. And then you just fill it in. Like, who do I
Someone
know?
Someone teaching on podcasting.
For sure. That's a fact.
See you guys this year.
That is a fact. That is a fact.
Dave Shands with the three
C. See you in August.
So yeah. So you just fill in the pieces. It's like, okay, this person would be good for real estate. This person would be good for content creation. And like I said, fortunately for us, we know a lot of people. So it's just personal phone calls, text messages. And most people, like, people don't really say no to us for the most part. You know, they might have a scheduling conflict, or they might not be able to make it. But for the most part, that's the easy part. Hard part is like getting like the big names.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but that wasn't really difficult this year. Fortunately, we was able to get some big names early and lock that in early. Music is the hard part. We can talk about that if you're interested. Mm-hmm.